Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy writes a regular column for Newmarket Today about provincial initiatives and issues impacting our community. To the residents of Newmarket and Aurora, I wish to extend my warmest wishes for a year filled with prosperity, peace, and good health. Community safety is rated in the top three priorities by the residents in York Region. I am proud of our government's investment of $3.7 million to the York Regional Police Services, as this reiterates our goal to ensure the safety and security of the people and property of the residents of Newmarket Aurora and across York Region. This funding will provide York Regional Police with the advanced tools and training they need to continue their exemplary services in our fight to combat hate crimes, to enable important technology and infrastructure upgrades, and be able to efficiently monitor and enforce bail conditions. This significant funding will enhance community safety by directly addressing the challenge of repeat offenders and escalating hate crimes, providing residents with a greater sense of security and well-being. Additionally, the substantial investment of more than $1 million in advanced 911 system technology will lead to quicker, more efficient emergency responses, benefiting everyone in need of urgent help. Public safety is a top priority for our government, and we're fully committed to equipping our police with the resources they need to protect our communities. Every long-term care resident is entitled to live with dignity and experience the quality of care they deserve. I am heartened by an investment by our government of $72.3 million in a new investigations 10-person unit that will have the authority to add more accountability in the long-term care sector, and will help address the most serious forms of non-compliance in these homes, such as failing to protect a resident from abuse or neglect, repeated and ongoing non-compliance, failing to comply with ministry inspectors' orders, suppressing and or falsifying mandatory reports, and negligence of corporate directors. By providing the new investigators with the ability to refer cases to prosecutors as needed, this team will help to improve compliance with the Act, keep residents safe, and provide comfort and certainty to residents and their families. The work of the investigations unit will complement Ontario's existing robust inspections program and is in addition to a wider suite of changes the government introduced over the last 2 years to strengthen compliance and enforcement in the long-term care sector, such as doubling the number of inspectors. Recently, I visited the Rose of Sharon services for young mothers, who support about 300 pregnant and parenting young mothers. It was a privilege to recognize the $17,200 Ontario Trillium Foundation grant provided by our government. This funding has been instrumental in upgrading their kitchen, including the addition of essential appliances like new refrigerators and an oven, which will significantly enhance their ability to provide nutritious meals. The collaboration with local businesses, notably Best Brand Appliances' contribution, is a heartwarming example of our community's commitment to nurturing these young families. This project supports vital nutrition and fosters a sense of collective responsibility towards our community's well-being. It was an honor for me to participate in the regional governance review held for York Region by the Standing Committee on Heritage, Infrastructure and Cultural Policy. Our goal is to ensure two-tier municipal structures are providing effective and accountable government that is supporting getting more homes built. I specifically questioned how our local municipalities are implementing forward-looking zoning for transit-supportive densities in specified areas around transit stations. This is what I hear from residents: intensification around transit in Newmarket Aurora should be a priority. Please contact me at my office, 905-853-9889, if you have any questions or would like to discuss provincial matters.